Hello， 大家好，这里是思琪老师。那我本科毕业于中山大学岭南学院，硕士毕业于英国杜伦大学英语教育专业。目前我主要教授的是雅思的口语和写作部分。在最近的考试当中呢，我的雅思口语得分是8分，托福口语得分是29分。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Marjorie， 目前是一位雅思口语老师，从事英语教育事业有10年了。之前是新某方佛山学校的 K12 英语学科负责人，也曾经担任口语项目的教材顾问和编辑。
那雅思口语 Part 3的部分，通常都是小朋友们觉得比较为难的一个部分，因为这边需要我们对一些比较抽象的话题进行讨论嘛。但其实对于我们这些生活在象牙塔的小朋友而言，其实这甚至都不是语言层面的挑战，更多的其实是世界知识层面的欠缺啦。所以我们做这个 podcast 的初心呢，也是为了给我们自己的学生分享一些素材，帮大家节省一些备考时间，也希望能给到大家一些表达上的灵感。
我们这个 podcast 呢，主要是通过即兴唠嗑的形式来展开的，所有的内容我们其实都没有提前打草稿，纯粹就是聊天的形式，也会有很多磕磕巴巴的时候，当然也会有一些语法和表达不准确的地方啦。
对，但其实也正是因为我们在交流的时候更在意的是内容层面的交流，而不是语言表达是否准确。在这个过程当中，其实我们确实也从彼此身上获得了很多的新的 ideas 和一些新的视角吧。
对，所以我们其实也希望通过这种形式来告诉大家，其实在真实的交流场景当中出现磕巴、出现停顿都是很正常的。因为就算是讲中文的时候，我们也会犯错，也会跑题，也会有让对方不理解的时候了。但是学习语言的第一步就是不要怕犯错嘛，只要能先 get your message across， 也就是答意，其实就很棒了。
没错。好啦，那接下来就是我们的正片内容啦。如果大家在语言学习上有其他的问题，或者对于我们的播客有好的建议，都可以给我们留言哦。
好的，等着大家哦。Comes number 10. Describe a character from a film. And here comes the first question of part 3. All right, so is it interesting to be an actor/actress?
Well, I guess so. It can always be interesting if you are good at something. Like if you are a good, successful actress, I think that's a pretty interesting job to do. Like you get, especially for girls, I guess.
How come?
I just personally feel like girls might enjoy more about dressing up.
All right.
Right? So if you are a successful actress, you got a lot of chances to put on different fancy clothes. You got to try out different kinds of luxury
outfits
and makeup and things like that. You can always be pretty in your own show. So I think that can be pretty interesting, and you can experience different types of life, I guess. When you are going for different characters, when you got different scripts, you have you are living different types of life, you're experiencing different people's life. What do you think?
I would say it must be very interesting, otherwise there are so many actresses or actors there. But because you mentioned something like when you're an actress or an actor, then you get to live different lives because of different scripts you're with, right? I have heard or I have seen some news about, some actresses or actors when they are in some kind of miserable life in the movie or TV series. It's kind of hard for them to get out of the role.
But do you think that's a terrible thing?
I think it might be, I would say, because I am not one of those actresses, but I would say it could be a terrible thing because they might suffer anxiety or depression for that matter.
Yeah.
If they were really deep into the feeling of the role they were acting, then probably it takes quite a long time. Because I don't remember who exactly, but she was in a horror film.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I don't remember who exactly, but if I remember, she said it took her like 2 years to get out of the role.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really a long time, right? So I do think it, yeah, it, sometimes it could be bad.
Okay, yeah, can be. Like, so it also depends on what kind of character you're having.
Yes.
And you were talking about, like, a lot of people are actually pretty interested in becoming an actor or an actress.
Yeah.
I think actually that's a weird... It's kind of like a weird phenomenon here in China because I think many people want to become... They want to go into the entertainment business not because they want to be a good actor. It's more about making money.
Easy money. They think it's easy money.
Yeah. Well, like you said, they think it's easy money. But, well, maybe some of them are making easy money.
Yeah.
There are also some people who are actually working really hard, I guess.
Yes,
and,
of course.
And yeah, I mean, it's not about the acting job itself. It's about being a public figure. It's about being a celebrity that you have to go through a lot of pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe those pressure come from negative comments on the internet, some hostility. How do you say that? Hostility. From, well, just some negative comments from other people that actually can stress you out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it could be.
So in that case, in that sense, do you think being a professional actor or actress a good career?
Wow. For some people, it could be. I mean, well, it doesn't have to be actor or actress. I mean, being professional at any kind of job, that would be a good career.
Yeah.
If you can make it to the top, right?
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, I think you are being really careful here. Like, you don't want to say that this one is a good career. So, it's more about, like, I don't know, work hard in any of the fields that you're good at can be a good career choice.
Yeah. Okay? Just to make it to the top, you could... Because for many people, let's say, for many people, having a job or starting a career or something, they just, you know, want to make money, right? Let's face it, that's the truth.
Yeah.
All right, so being professional at the things that you're good at, then it means you could make more money. So yeah, why not?
Yeah, just be professional in anything.
Yeah.
Be a good career. Okay. Maybe next question?
Yeah, maybe next question. I'm really curious about this one. What can children learn from acting? Because, you know, from our generation, I would say we don't have that much of acting lessons, right?
I think it's more like a Western culture thing.
Yeah, right. So if that is the case right now, then what can children learn from acting? What do you think?
Well, I think it reminds, like we were talking about, there actually wasn't much acting activities for our generation, but
yeah,
it actually reminds me of some of the, there were some performances that we were involved in, for example, like
Children's
choir.
Day. Oh, all
right. Like choir, what we were talking about?
On Children's Day,
yes.
Yeah, right.
So we are organized to do a lot of activities together.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think it's more about learning how to discipline yourself.
I'm sorry?
Discipline yourself.
Discipline,
or,
all right.
Like to follow some of the instructions from the teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think maybe it's not about enjoying acting itself. It's more about learning how to work with a group of people.
And how to follow instructions.
Yeah, how to follow instructions
like
and how to behave yourself.
Yeah.
In a public occasion.
All right.
And also when we actually put on a show, you have to face the audience. That can be a lot of pressure, I have to say, because we are so worried about making mistakes.
Right.
But in that situation, you actually have the chance to practice, to learn how to manage your stress, how to put it together.
In such
a case, right?
Uh-huh,
I think that's what they can learn from acting. What do you think?
Well, besides what you said, I would say probably about public speaking, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, what if Sorry, what's the question again?
What can you learn
from acting? When you get to act, I think you get to speak a lot in front of a bunch of people. You know, not only your partner, your partners, and also the audience, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of improve the speaking skill, I would say, or boost their confidence.
Yeah, boost their confidence. Yes. Yeah. I think that's also pretty important, especially for young children, because when we were at school, we always suffer a lot from those pressure from schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe when we do our schoolwork, all we care about is our academic performance.
Yes.
So, but I have to say that's pretty self-centered, like we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
right? So this can be a chance for us to learn how to cooperate with other people, how to work in a team also.
Actually, it brings me to another question mm-hmm. that I have been curious about, but actually I want to know about.
Okay.
Speaking of Children's Day, the All Those Celebration or All Those Events, right? Not all the children get to act or get to perform on the stage. You know, there are always some kids who are outstanding or talented at something. That could be, or some children might be the teacher's pet.
Okay.
Right? So, what do you think of the, you know, for those kids who don't get to perform on the stage? How do we, you know, could we need to do something to encourage or comfort those people?
Okay, so this question you brought up, I think is also quite special. Well, I would say it's like a Chinese thing. It's a thing like you have in China because there are just too many kids.
Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. Maybe in Western countries, mm-hmm. maybe they don't have to think a lot about this problem because there aren't many children at school.
Mm-hmm.
So almost every children, if you want to perform, I think most of them can get the chance to go up on the stage. But yeah, it's true that this happens here in China, but do we need to do something? I don't know. But I think we have a special form. So we don't do acting here in China, like I said,
mm-hmm.
For our generation.
Yeah.
So we do the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
everyone gets to go on the stage,
yeah.
even though you don't want to do that. Right? Of course, like you said, sometimes you can go solo for some of the
yeah.
talent competitions or talent shows.
Yes.
Because I did a lot of that.
Wow. Yeah.
I sing a lot. So mm-hmm. I did get a chance to do a lot of that. But like I said, there are also other types of activities that can involve almost everyone. So maybe that kind of solved the problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the thing is, not every kid enjoy being on the stage.
You have a point, yeah. For example, even though the kid, you know, the kid doesn't enjoy acting, but I don't think she or he enjoyed, you know, being left out.
Okay, yeah, you got a point.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's why we don't do a lot of acting here in China, because it's hard to involve everyone
yeah.
into acting, because you've only got a small stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for acting, you have to move around a lot. So it has to be a spacious stage if you want to involve, like there are usually 50 students in one class here in China. So it is impossible for us to do that. So I think that's why we do choir, because for choir,
You
don't have to move. You just stand really close
yeah,
to each
right.
other. Like, so it's easy for like 50 or 60 students to just go up to the stage together. Right.
You know, why I had this question, because, you know, a couple of years ago, I was working in a private school, right?
Okay.
And I was a head teacher of a class.
Okay.
You know, they have this advanced students class and the regular class. And
okay.
I was with the regular class. And they have a lot of events. You have no idea why. And I don't know why, to be honest. They have a lot of events. And for most of the time, all those events, like the stage for those advanced students. You
so
know,
kids from the regular class don't get a chance?
No, okay. Because it's like a competition. But
oh.
it's like to recite the Chinese poems.
Mm.
You know, of course, regular students from regular classes, they are not as good as those from advanced students class. You know, those class, advanced classes.
Students
yeah.
from advanced class.
Yeah, right. So they don't have the chance, because all those chances are for those advanced class students.
Mm.
And also for some like talented shows, they do have like singing shows or English dubbing shows, things like that.
Mm.
And they are all competitions, because everyone gets to compete for the shot, the chance to get to the stage. But all those chances are for advanced classes, because they're better. And they're better at everything, it seems like that. And so whenever we got to watch the shows, it's like, we're just the audience watching other kids perform.
You know what? Actually, like, when you were talking about words like competing,
yeah,
and better, it actually got me goosebumps because it reminds me of how competitive we are here in China.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe in Western countries, when we talk about these activities, we call them events, we call them activities, we call them shows. But here in China, we call them
competition. Exactly.
Right. I think that's, I have to say, I don't like that.
Well, yeah, I don't like that either.
When I was a kid, I actually enjoyed that because I was always winning. But nowadays, I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
Because it actually gave me a lot of pressure, I have to say.
Exactly.
Even though I was winning, but I suffered a lot from that pressure.
Exactly.
It makes
even the win, I was preparing for that.
Yes.
I was stressed out
and I was just a kid.
Exactly.
And it's not something that will change your life. Actually, nothing can change your life.
No, no.
But as a kid, I did suffer a lot from that. And
yeah.
I don't want our next generation to suffer from that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like you were talking about, so I think that should not be the purpose of having a show.
Exactly.
Right? It's more about enjoy yourself. It's more about releasing your stress.
Mm-hmm.
Something. It's not a competition. It should not be.
Yeah, right. But, you know, the students in my class, mm-hmm. they were really frustrated, you know, because,
that.
Yeah, they kept telling me, every time when we were the part of the audience and we were watching the show, it was like, we're just clapping for those other students, but not for us.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a time, it was an English dubbing less competition again.
Okay.
Yeah. And I promised my students that I would lead you guys to the victory, you know, things like that. I have no idea why I was the actually I said yeah, and we did.
Mm.
Yeah, so kind of, you know, I just wanted to cheer them up. I just wanted to encourage them. It's like, if you work hard, you can also be the one on the stage.
Mm.
So it's kind of just, I don't like it. Yeah,
me too. Well, yeah, competition.
Yeah, competition.
You know what I feel like? Now that we are adults, and I do feel like there are some far-reaching implications
mm-hmm.
because of those things happened mm-hmm. in our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because I began to feel like some of my friends around me,
mm-hmm.
they're being really cautious, like they're
about...
really afraid of making mistakes.
Yeah.
They're really afraid of not being able to excel in some of the things they do.
That's how we were raised, I would say.
Yeah, like you are always compared with other people.
Yeah, right.
But actually, that's not what's going on here in the real world.
No.
You don't have to compete with others. You just have to be
you. Exactly.
Right? Sometimes when I was asking that, what do you think are some of the features you like about yourself? People would say, well, there's nothing about me that I like. I think that's pathetic, I have to say. And
mm-hmm.
I feel worried about that situation they're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like, they feel like I have to be better than other people to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, good is good. Like, you're
yeah.
kind. Then I think that's a good feature about you. That's a good personality for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't think, well, but everyone around me is kind. But I think you should be proud of that. It's not about being kinder than other people. Just being kind.
Yeah,
itself.
Right. That is
something
enough.
That, yeah, yeah, that's enough. It's something that you should be proud of.
Yeah, exactly. And we're really good at that part of job.
Yeah, I think we two are too good at that.
Yeah, right.
but I do want to tell people, like,
yeah.
just be yourself is good enough. You don't have to compete with
yeah.
other people. And there will be many people who will like you the way you are. You
exactly.
don't have to be perfect. You have to be, you don't
and
have to.
You don't have to please others.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
That's the case. Yeah, well, we were talking about acting.
Yeah, right.
Acting.
Okay, yeah.
Acting and competitions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. And, why do children like special costumes? What do you think?
Well, if from some of the TV series I've been watching,
mm-hmm.
If there are some of the acting activities, I think children actually enjoy, it's not just about the costumes themselves. It's also about the time they invested in preparing for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the costume makes them feel like they are special,
mm-hmm.
Makes them feel like they've been working really hard to achieve something they want to achieve. So maybe
mm-hmm.
it gives them a sense of achievement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think children have imagination
mm-hmm.
and they have their own idol
okay.
from some animation or cartoons,
okay.
like the popular Elsa princess.
Elsa, yeah.
Yeah, right. So when they put on those special costumes, like put on the Elsa dress, then they would feel like, oh, I was, you know, Elsa. Mm. I was part of the Elsas. So yeah. Maybe I could do the magic or just feel like quite special in that way. And they could fulfill their imagination, things like that, I would say.
Yeah, I think it also, it's kind of like a motivation for them, I guess.
Yeah.
And well, because most characters in those cartoon films, they are like courageous and they're brave, like we said. So I think when children put on those costumes, they make them feel like they can be courageous too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think maybe
character.
They could. Sometimes it might make them feel like they can do everything too.
Mm.
Right. So maybe that also motivate them to be better self.
So a positive feedback. That's
a positive feedback. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And what are the differences between actors / actresses who earn much and those who earn little? That's an interesting question.
That's an interesting question. Well, here in China, I think it mainly depends on how many people like you.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, the more popular you are, the more you earn. Like because it's not about how good you are at acting.
Yeah.
It's more about how popular you are among the fans. Like because like maybe the, how do you say that? The sponsors.
Yeah.
Right? The sponsors would love to invest more money on you if you are popular because they knew that you have the influence. Yes, you will be seen by other people. You have the influence to I don't know, encourage people to buy their products.
Yeah, probably.
What else? Earn much and earn little. Yeah, so at least I have to say it's not about how good you are at acting. At least it's the case in China, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
Because some of them are not actress in the first place. Some of them are just maybe singers or dancers in the first place.
So-called idols.
Yeah, idols. Uh-huh. And then they go into the acting industry and begin to star in some of the show, TV series or movies.
Uh-huh.
So they become so-called actor or actress, but they are professional. Well, next one is pretty difficult, I have to say. What are the differences between acting in a theater and in a film? Well, that's pretty professional, I guess.
Yeah, I think it depends on, not depends on, I mean, I want to start with this question.
Okay.
Another question. Have you ever been to a theater?
Yes.
Because me too, but just once.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's okay. Okay, I get your point here. So going into theater is not something we usually do here in China.
No.
So maybe that's why this can be a tough question.
Yeah. So really difficult to think about because to be honest, I can only guess. I mean, for actors / actress, for those actors or actresses, maybe, you know, if they perform on a theater, then it's like a one shot, right?
Yeah.
One time thing. You don't get to redo the scene because you just can't do that.
Yeah, because everyone's watching.
Right. So you have to remember every single line you're supposed to say and every single actions or everything on the stage. And even though you forget, then you have to do with it.
Improvise. Right.
Exactly. Improvise. You have to do with it. You can't just, I'm sorry, pause. No way, right?
Let's do it again.
No way. So I would say, how do you say that? The real time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one thing. Because you're in the film, you could redo the scene many times.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that is the case because I have watched some short videos on WeChat. Mm-hmm. Then some of the actresses or actors, they don't have to remember the line. They just say the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then someone would dub the lines after. So
in that regard, it sounds like starring in a film is relatively easier than acting in a theater, right?
Yeah.
I think I have to agree with that. Well, we have to admit that theater culture is not really popular here in China. But so I think that has a reason because it's hard, right? It's hard for the actors.
Right. it's hard for the actors and actresses.
Yes, that's really a high requirement, actually, if you want to perform in a theater. Because actually, I am pretty interested in theater culture, and I've tried to... Yeah, I try to go to the theater more recently, especially when now I live in a city. Because in the past, when I live in a small town, you don't get a chance to walk into the theater.
Yes.
So I can tell, well, from what I can see, you see that for actors in the theater, you have to use dramatic body language.
Exactly.
Right? So because people cannot see your face, they can only hear your voice, they can only see your gestures.
Yeah.
So you have to be really dramatic. With your tongue and with your movements.
Yes.
But for a film, there's a camera on your face. So
or so many cameras.
Yeah, so many cameras facing you at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I think you don't have to be that dramatic. Mm-hmm. So it's more about those subtle facial expressions you show.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe people care more about that part. And for films, you got a lot of editing and the settings can be more, I don't know, delicate.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is so well designed in a film. Mm-hmm. But being in a theater is more about improvising. So I think people are more, I don't know, so maybe people are more tolerant about your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually I like both of them. But like you said, they are so different from each other.
Right. And also as a part of the audience, I would say if I watch a theater, then, you know, the experience would be so different because I think everyone is so pumped, right? Everyone of the audience is so pumped at that time because of the, you say, the dramatic gestures and tongue and everything. But when we watch a movie, it's another different experience because we get to see a lot of special effects acted to the film and the sound effect and everything. It's also quite different and also so dark when you watch it, right? When you watch a movie. So I think the experience for audience would be quite intimate.
Yes. Yes, intimate.
Theater.
I like that word. This reminds me of the last time when I went into the theater and I watched a show. I think it's much more powerful than I thought.
What was the show again?
What was the name? 只此青绿. So it's kind of like a show that adapted from a dance.
Alright.
Okay, but, well, I mean, like, when you are in a theater, you get to see the actors face to face.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So in that case, you can feel their emotions, you can feel their enthusiasm, you can feel like their energy is flowing right into you.
Wow.
Well, it gets me that feeling, so it's really powerful, and when they take a bow at the end, I actually cried.
Oh my god.
Well, it's not the show itself actually moved me into tears, but it is when they were taken about. I feel like, wow, they really loved what they were doing.
Oh.
And and you feel like they're really proud of what they were doing.
So it's about the dedication they made.
Yes, it's about the dedication, the hard work, the energy. I don't know, it's just...
And everything they invest into
and I like the word you were talking about, like the intimacy.
Yeah.
I feel like you are actually communicating with the actors face to face, but when you watch a film, you are facing with a screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Bigger screen or smaller screen on your computer.
Yeah, so maybe there is a special, I don't know, chemistry when you are talking, when you are communicating with a person face to face. Yeah, communicating, it's not talking to the actress or actors, but
it's like you connect with those people.
Yeah, you do connect with them better.
Yeah, I like this one. All right, do we have more questions? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right, that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.